Together, we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you. On the other side of the glass is Mark Thomas and Andy Vieira, a.k.a. the birthday boy. Congratulations to Andy. Newt Gingrich knows Georgia maybe better than just about any of the pundits that you see on cable news, because that's where he lived and worked when he was a congressman, when he was Speaker of the House. This was his reaction last night to the latest Trump indictment, and it's interesting. His perspective, I think, is unique. This was Newt Gingrich yesterday on Fox.
The left is afraid of Donald Trump. He is the one outsider who has shaken their whole system, and they're willing to destroy the law in order to destroy Trump. But that's the heart of it.
But what's the result of it? What's the result?
Look, I believe in the American people. I think in the end, this is going to nominate Trump by a landslide. And the nomination may be over by February 1st. I agree with Mark Halperin on that. I think that if the election next year is between those who defend the Constitution and the rule of law and a corrupt family living out the Clinton, Obama, Biden corruption of the American system,
right,
I have a hunch that the American people repudiate the corruption.
Do you really think the president should give this presentation on Monday?
I have no idea. Look, his instincts are so much better than mine. I'm not going to second-guess Donald Trump.
Do you believe that he could win an election while sitting in a courtroom on average 4 weeks at a time sitting for all these trials?
I think the day he walks into a courtroom, 15 million people will volunteer to be surrogates campaigning for Trump. I think people are now so angry,
right,
at what is such. I mean, the Atlanta situation was an absurdity. That's a district attorney who, if the state of Georgia had any respect, would get her out of office.
Right.
And you watch this whole thing, and I'm told it was all orchestrated from Washington. And after the Weiss nomination as a special counsel blew up, that Friday night somebody called and said, "You got to move Monday."
And then she did Monday night at 10:30. What an embarrassment after a false start. I'm sure you know this, that Greg Stube has filed articles of impeachment against President Biden. That's different from an inquiry.
Yes.
You are for the inquiry, the impeachment inquiry,
but you're not
for the impeachment.
Well, look, I've been through this with Clinton, and my first campaign was in 1974 during Watergate. I think Speaker McCarthy has it exactly right. We need to move to an inquiry which broadens the range of questions that the Congress can ask. Let's get more facts out on the table. Let's dig deeper into this. We still don't have all the bank reports. We still don't have all the money trails. I mean, there's a lot we need to know. And the country has to come to the conclusion. And this is exactly what's wrong with the Trump attack. The country doesn't believe, there's no unified national belief that Donald Trump should be sued. Well, there's no unified national belief that Biden should be sued. So I think you got to let the facts out, let people think about it. And then if the country comes together, it happens very quickly.
You're an excellent debater. You had your moment because you were strong in the debate stage. What is your advice for the 8 or 9 people on the debate on Wednesday night?
Well, I actually watch Bridesmaids to prepare.
That's good. That is true, just to relax?
Yeah. I mean, my advice is, you had better already know what you believe, and you better already have practiced it in 100 speeches. So relax and look for 2 or at the most 3 moments when you can say the kind of thing that'll get picked up by television and repeated for the next 3 days.
Newt Gingrich, smart guy from Georgia. He knows the Georgia court system probably better than anybody. Coming up, Karen England from TakeBackTheClassroom.com. What is that all about? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. NFL preseason this weekend, it's the Raiders and the Rams. Saturday night in Los Angeles. Things got a little chippy at practice when Raiders defensive end Max Crosby got into it with Rams running back Cam Akers. Sunday night, the Chargers host the Saints. The Chargers added some secondary help, signing defensive back Matt Hankins. Saturday night, the 49ers host the Broncos. Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan would like to see fewer interceptions from Brock Purdy and the rest of the quarterbacks, but he'd also prefer they try things out in practice instead of a game setting. Pacific Coast League Baseball on Wednesday, Vegas beat Reno 4-3. Sacramento over Tacoma 9-2. Cal League, Fresno beat Modesto 12-3. Stockton over San Jose 4-2. Visalia beat Rancho Cucamonga 3-2. Inland Empire, 2-0 winners at Lake Elsinore. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything.
But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
ProPrice Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call ProPrice.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Still working a couple of accidents on our Valley freeways. We'll start with the Resort Corridor, 15 southbound before Sahara. Still clearing up an accident there, southbound 15 again between Charleston and Sahara. In the Northwest Valley on US 95 northbound, right at the Summerlin Parkway westbound turnoff. Getting reports of a new accident there, 95 northbound at Summerlin Parkway. And still working one in Henderson on the Beltway, westbound side of 215 before Windmill. That's off to the left. Accident on the surface streets in that area, or at least Henderson, Sunset, westbound at Valley Verde. We can expect late afternoon thunderstorms after 4 o'clock. Leading up to that point, mostly sunny skies. Hot temperatures going up to 107. Winds could reach 20 miles per hour. We're 90 degrees at Reed International. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Districts accountable when there are obscene materials that are in the reading list. It is incredible. Karen England is the president of Capital Resource Institute, TakeBackTheClassroom.com. And I asked her what TakeBackTheClassroom.com is and why it's so vitally important.
Well, it is a resource for families out there, and we're getting ready to list Nevada. But what we've done is, you know, you see on TV all of those parents reading the graphic books at the school board meetings. Well, what we've done is we have taken these books, we have gone through them, we have highlighted them, and we've put them up online. And then we've tied them to your school district. So whether it's Washoe or Clark County, the school, you'll be able to go in there and see what books are in your school district, and then you can work on getting them out. And we have a policy to help you get them out. We have lots of tools so the parents can work on getting them out. What people don't know is that years ago, and Nevada was one of them, when there were obscenity laws, the schools, the public libraries, and the universities were all exempt. And so in Nevada, the law is really clear. It talks about obscenity, and then it specifically says these three things are exempt from the obscenity laws. So what, you know, you would get in trouble giving a neighbor child, or if you were in a boardroom leaving one of these books wide open, you'd be in trouble for sexual harassment. It's perfectly legal in the public schools in Nevada. And so that's why parents need to really get engaged and get both the law changed, but in the meantime, get these books out of their children's school.
Karen, who is it that is promoting this woke ideology? Is there one guiding force that is promoting such?
It's progressive groups, and they've been doing it for a long time, and they don't need to wait for Carson City to tell them to do it. They literally are going and getting on school boards. I mean, the lobbyist for Planned Parenthood was on the committee for Washoe County Schools for years. They're on these local boards. In Clark County, you have a sex therapist that gives her profits to Planned Parenthood on the sex ed committee. I mean, it's these people that have this really progressive view that are in and active at the local school district level.
What is the Capital Resource Institute, or CRI?
We are a pro-family public policy group. We are also affiliated with Nevada Family Alliance. And we work helping parents reclaim their parental rights. We're working with school boards all across the country, trying to get this smut out of our schools. And it really needs to be done at the local level. We can't wait for Washington or Carson City or Sacramento to do it. We're going to need to do it.
Now, I know the CRI has a book check toolkit that you've created or you've helped create. Can you talk a little bit about that toolkit and what is in it for parents?
Absolutely. Well, it's, first of all, everything is free. We provide everything for free. We're a nonprofit. And the toolkit explains how the law took place. It explains kind of what the law says, what you can do about it, gives you kind of an overview of some of the books to start to look for. We also have a policy that's been vetted by legal to try and get school boards to implement. As a matter of fact, there's going to be several in the next couple of months in California that are in red counties that will be implementing this policy that is much more parent-friendly. Right now, most school districts have a policy that the ALA set up, and it's very burdensome on parents, and it basically gives the people that put the books in there in the first place the ones that decide to keep it or not. And so our policy will bring it back to the people and to the local school board that are elected by the people. So it's got everything in there to help a parent figure, you know, understand the law, understand the obscenity exemption. That's the biggest misconception. People think, well, I'll just go read this and they'll get rid of it because this violates all sorts of laws. They don't realize that there's an exemption for public school libraries. And so you've got to handle it a little bit differently. You've got to go in and challenge it book by book.
What are the courts going to say about this? Because everything ends up, it's going to be in the courts. Are the courts parent-friendly on this issue?
Well, I don't like any courts, especially over in the Ninth Circuit, although Ninth is getting a little bit better. A lot of this has been already in the courts, and it's called the Miller test, and then there was one called the PICO, and that was out of New Mexico about schools. And we talk about that in our toolkit because we want to be sure. We're not trying to get rid of mice and men. We just don't want really graphic erotica, both pictures and in Word, in our school libraries. And so we're very careful, and that's why we have legal people vet our actual policy, because there is some First Amendment issues with this. And so you've got to be very careful when you do these challenges. You can't just get rid of stuff because you don't like the political viewpoint. It has to be obscene and vulgar. And so that's what the toolkit helps people do, is walk through that line. And in the end, as long as there's exemptions for this material, there's nothing to adjudicate and take to the courts. And so that's why right now, until we can get every state to change their law, and several last year did, Arizona, there were a few states that got rid of this and making it easier to get rid of this material. It's going to stay in our schools until the states really, really, and we know the state legislatures, they don't like taking up social issues.
There you have it. Karen England, the president of Capital Resources Institute, TakeBackTheClassroom.com. Coming up tomorrow, Ron Futrell previews preseason game number 2 for the Raiders. We'll have a whole lot more. Hope you'll join us. Till we join you tomorrow at 6:05, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next.
It's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us, that's MrsFixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, August 17th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. A new judge for Trump. A new home for a U.S. service member. Target admits failure. And Bradley Cooper's nose. It's all coming up. Then Bill is back with your message of the day. But first, the latest with the Trump Georgia indictment. The prosecutors say they want to start the trial on March 4th. Which is one day before the Super Tuesday primaries across the country. What a coincidence. Also, the county had 2.5 years to put together their case, and they'd only give Trump and the 18 other defendants 6 months to properly defend themselves. Can't imagine that would be allowed to happen. The judge is a 34-year-old who's only been on the bench for 6 months. 6 months on the job, and he's got the biggest case in history. North Korea made their first announcement about the American who voluntarily went into North Korea. He just spent 47 days in a South Korean jail for punching someone in the face repeatedly at a nightclub. He then kicked and broke the door of a police patrol car. And he was ready to come back to America to face military discipline when he ran into North Korea and was detained there. North Korea state media said he came over to North Korea because he harbored ill feelings about inhumane maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army. And he was disillusioned at the inequality of American society. Oh, well, they'll be very happy with how very equal everyone is in North Korea. Target sales officially declined in the second quarter because of their pride celebration and the conservative backlash. Sales fell 5.4% in the second quarter, and online sales dropped by 10%. Target says, Target is a place that people go to get away from everyday life, and we want to make sure Target is a happy place for all of our guests. They finally figured out that girls' bathing suits for little boys right at the front entrance didn't make people very happy. There's a fake Twitter controversy that Bradley Cooper, who is the co-writer, co-producer, and director of this new movie Maestro about the life of Leonard Bernstein, that Cooper's nose is too big. Some are calling it an ugly Jewish stereotype. Fortunately, his children have shut it down. His three children said, "We were touched to the core
to witness the depth of Bradley Cooper's commitment, his loving embrace of our father's music, and the sheer open-hearted joy he brought to his exploration. It happens to be true that Leonard Bernstein had a nice big nose. Bradley chose to use makeup to amplify his resemblance, and we're perfectly fine with that. And we're also certain that our dad would have been fine with it as well. Love that. Enough of the fake controversies. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
The O'Reilly Update, message of the day. On this Thursday, since less than 20% of American adults now consume corporate media, the perception of Donald Trump has evolved into a street corner issue. By that I mean that folks are forming opinions about Trump's legal problems by what they are told by friends and family rather than what the say anything for profit news organizations put out. This is not a positive development because false information streaks through casual conversations, and everybody knows that. And there is no longer a fair press to correct the record. So most Americans live in a daze of misinformation and ideological propaganda. That is the truth. More truth. Donald Trump was far too casual with the rules, and that is causing him and the Republican Party tremendous grief. I mean, come on, just send the Blanken documents back to the National Archives, right? Who gives a fig? Same thing with the election stuff. State your opinion and then do everything you can legally to right what you think was wrong. I said a few days after the 2020 vote that Attorney General Barr should have appointed a special prosecutor to look into fraud allegations, that Rudy Giuliani wasn't close to being enough. But as always, Donald Trump marches to that different drummer. And here we are. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Michael Long, Lee Summit, Missouri. How did grand juries get chosen? How does it work? Okay, regular folks get a summons. 23 people in whatever area, whatever county, on the grand jury takes 12 to indict. And that's how it goes. Getting a little mail, you got to show up, do your duty. Steve Webb, St. George, Utah. In the documents trial with Donald Trump, will he be able to subpoena Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama to discuss their classified documents? Yeah, they won't come into the courtroom, but the judge should allow a deposition to the three men. Absolutely. Mike Johnson, Atlanta. I'm worried that Michelle Obama is going to run. I agree with you regarding she would be a shoo-in. If she does, she would absolutely crush Trump.